From the WCVE Newsroom in Richmond, I'm John Ogle. At Virginia Commonwealth University, an interdisciplinary research team led by Dr. Jerome Strauss, Dean of the School of Medicine, and Dr. Barbara Boyan, Dean of the School of Engineering, has, for the first time, explained the association between human height and a specific protein-coding gene known as SPAG17 that is found in sperm. In his lab, Dr. Strauss's team discovered
when they made a gene defect in this particular gene, all of a sudden the embryos that formed inside these mice had a severe change in the shape and the structure of the bone.
He brought in Dr. Boyan. What her team found working with mice was not what they expected.
No, not at all. And that's what makes this work so exciting. We were able to determine that this protein is part of the cilia. The cells that form cartilage in bone, they each have a single cilia, and this cilia, its function isn't well understood. So by removing or causing a defect in one protein of the cilia, we got this very large outcome in the mice that was remarkable. It's visual. You can see the problem.
Dr. Boyan, a biomedical engineer, specializes in musculoskeletal biology.
It gives us another way of looking at how differences in height develop and what the role of the cilia might be in that process.
Cilia, Dr. Boyan explained, help control the shape of the cell.
If they're not able to get into the correct shape, they don't make bone and cartilage properly. But it was astounding that this single protein in the cilia could be responsible for so much.
She said, hopefully, as the work goes forward and they are better able to understand how that protein works, how height develops and bones form,
for individuals that have severe defects in their bones that are not treatable, making a prosthetic or a biomaterial, it would be very helpful to understand the underlying processes so we can use regenerative medicine strategies to treat those problems.
Dr. Boyan said the findings were a team effort, and Dr. Maria Tevis, a researcher in Dr. Strauss's lab, was the glue that held the project together between schools. I'm John Ogle with this Science Matters report from WCVE News.